She took the cool metal of the saber's hilt in her hand, tested its weight. The hilt was larger than hers, slightly heavier, yet it felt familiar in her hand. She remembered the many times she'd seen it in Master Zalo's hands, as he had trained her in lightsaber combat. She activated it, and the green blade sprang to life. She stared at it, thinking of her master, then turned it off. She clipped it to her belt, beside her own, and patted T7 on the head.
Thank you, T7. This means more to me than you know. You were very brave to return there.
The droid beeped with pleasure and sympathy.
Have you seen any other survivors?
Zerid asked, and Aaron felt ashamed for not asking the question herself. T7 whistled a somber negative. Zerid holstered his blaster.
What about security droids?
Another negative.
I need to get to the backup surveillance station, Aaron said. Is it still standing? Can you lead the way?
T7 chirped with enthusiasm, spun his head around, and headed off down the corridor, wires still dangling from his shoulder joint. Aaron and Zerid fell in behind him. Aaron felt the weight of the extra lightsaber on her belt, heavy with the memories it bore. T7 led them on through the labyrinthine passageways of the works, avoiding collapsed or blocked corridors, doubling back when necessary, descending ever deeper into the hive of pipes, gears, and machinery. Aaron was soon lost. Had they not encountered T7, they could have wandered for days before finding their way. In time, they reached an area familiar to Aaron.
We're near now, she said to Zerid.
Ahead, she saw the turbolift that would take them up into the lower levels of the temple. T7 plugged into the control panel, and the lift's mechanism began to hum. As the door slid open, Aaron braced herself to see something horrible. But there was nothing behind them save the empty box of the passenger compartment. The three of them entered, the doors closed, and the lift began to rise. Aaron could feel Zerid's concern for her. He watched her sidelong, thinking she did not notice. But she did, and his concern touched her.
I'm glad that you're with me, she said to him.
He colored with embarrassment.
Yeah, well, me too.
The doors opened to reveal a long corridor. The emergency lights overhead flickered and buzzed. T7 started ahead, and Aaron and Zerid followed. Aaron had walked the corridor before, long ago, yet to her, everything felt different. It no longer felt like the Jedi Temple. Instead, it felt like a tomb. The Sith attack had destroyed more than merely the temple's structure. Something else had died when the structure fell. It had been a symbol of justice for thousands of years. And now, it was gone.